The one thing we all artists need to get on board with is that our art has tremendous value and that we don't work for free. I am on a crusade for all artists to know their worth and charge for it. Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you will get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've turned over 750 artists into artpreneurs. I'm an artist, marketing expert, coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, chronic illness warrior, and your new art business bestie. When I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a six-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint for successfully creating and marketing online art businesses. If I can learn how to be an artist in my 30s, I can teach you how to run a business now. As the how-to girl, I'll give you the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you feel like the badass artist that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing. Hi, my love. Welcome back to The Empowered Artist, something I am very passionate about, why you should increase your art prices. I am on a crusade for all artists to know their worth and charge for it. I'm especially talking to you if you struggle with art pricing or second guess yourself. Maybe you're a self-taught artist or still building your confidence. Either way, I implore you to increase your art prices. If you want to increase your art prices, you first have to know your worth. First, today we'll talk about how to avoid common myths and pitfalls that lead to undercharging for your work, and then why you should increase your art prices. Stay until the end to learn how to adopt a clear art pricing formula for your business. I'm sending you a special invitation today. A couple of quick announcements. We are up to 73 reviews on Apple Podcasts and 31 on Spotify. Thank you so much, you guys. I love reading these. These get me so jazzed every day. And here's what I'm going to do for you. Of the next 5 written reviews that come through Apple Podcasts, I will be choosing a winner to send an Amazon gift card. So pause the show and leave your 5-star written review right now. And a reminder, a way to ask your direct questions on this podcast, you can leave me a podcast voicemail anytime. I would love to shape the content around your questions. I listen to all my podcast voicemails. It's so easy to leave a podcast voicemail for me. I love these. Go to jennawebart.com/podcast. You don't have to download anything. You just hit record and ask anything. Shout out to my Spotify and YouTube listeners. On Spotify, you can actually comment on specific episodes and drop a question or a review. Michelle Barnett, hi. You left a question on the episode where Chelsea Glanz talked about growing her art business to 10K. So you asked where you could find Chelsea Glanz. And if you click on the episode show notes, there's actually a link to her Instagram. Let's dive into the major art pricing truths and myths that lead to a lot of artists undercharging for their work. We've got some things to clear up. Most artists overcharge for their work. That is a myth. That might be the perception of someone who has never purchased art before. They might get sticker shock looking at the price. But this is very common if you start out by selling to friends and family or people in your community. It's your job as an artist to educate people, handle sales objections. When you know the value of your art, you can stand confidently in your own worth. Just because someone doesn't understand the worth of your art doesn't mean it's worth less. You just have to know how to educate and communicate the value of your art. And of course, find the right audience. Next, there is no universal or right way to price art. Pricing is different for every artist, even within the same medium. That is absolutely true. Art galleries take 40 to 60% of the sale. That is true. Retail spaces take about 30% of the sale. That is true. Artists aren't considered professional until they sell outside of their personal network of family, friends, and acquaintances. That is a myth. In fact, that's how you build your business. It's really important that you are using your personal network. It's valuable. Every sale counts as a legitimate sale. So please don't fall victim to artist imposter syndrome because you're starting to build your business. You have to do it that way. As your art business grows, you'll be selling to people outside of your network, but you've got to start somewhere, so be proud of every sale. Up next, the average art buyer doesn't understand the value of artwork. True. The average person buying artwork from you may not have experience buying an original piece directly from the artist. Like I said before, as artists, it's our job to educate the average buyer on the value of original artwork versus a print you can buy at a big box store like Target or Home Goods. Up next, art buyers always expect to haggle or negotiate the painting price. Myth. Often the customer is looking to follow the artist's lead. The right customer will value you and want to pay you adequately. So a lot of times it's not really a pricing problem. It's how confident you come across when you state your price. Up next, you should negotiate your prices. So to this, I say it's a myth and sometimes true. I don't think you should negotiate the price of smaller paintings, period. However, I do think it could be wise to negotiate the price of a larger, more valuable piece that requires a significant investment from the buyer. I'm referring to paintings in the thousands, not paintings under $500. Negotiating the large investment pieces can make the buyer feel good about their purchase, like they gained a small win or a compromise. You certainly don't have to wiggle on your prices at all if you don't want to. Let's talk about three very important art pricing pitfalls, because these are super dangerous, slippery mind traps and reasons why a lot of artists undercharge. Number one, if you have a hobbyist attitude, if you believe your art is just a hobby or a second income, or you're selling your art just to supply your art habit and not build a business, then you're probably undervaluing your art. Number two, when the artist does not feel worthy. This can happen anytime in our careers. Imposter syndrome sneaks up, but it is especially common in the beginning of our artist's career when we're struggling to build our confidence. It's easy to price the art really low out of fear that the art won't sell at all. In the beginning of your art career, it's really common to compare yourself to others and look for answers and a benchmark of what you should be doing. So when you're comparing yourself to others, especially on social media, that comes with a lot of assumptions and untruths. And of course, that comparison is going to squash your creativity and squash your confidence. It also will kill a healthy money mindset. But comparison is so natural, it's going to happen. So you have to recognize when that's coming up and toss it aside so that negative dialogue will come up in your head, and just go ahead and remember that you have this unique and special thing that only you can do and you should be charging for it. The third pitfall is competing on price alone, because selling your art is not just about the price. Because the customers that you want are the customers that connect with you and see your art and fall in love with it and absolutely have to have it. And when your customers fall in love with your art, they will absolutely buy it. Even if it is out of their budget initially, they're going to find a way to buy it. Like I said, it's not just about price, because something inside of you, when you really want something, you find a way to go and get it. You rearrange your budget that month. You rationalize your purchase. You go out of your way to make that thing you really want to have. You make it work. don't you? Well, your customer is going to do that for your art too. Now, people who are loyal to discounts and chasing the lowest price aren't your target customer anyway. So why you should absolutely increase your art prices. When you increase your art prices, you are setting your worth both to yourself and to your customer. On the flip side, when you set your prices like a crafter or a hobbyist or an amateur artist, you're going to feel like an amateur artist, be paid like an amateur artist, and be perceived like an amateur artist. But if you set your prices according to the professional artist that you are, you're going to be valued as a professional. It's a privilege to own original artwork that comes directly from the artist and have that opportunity to work with you. Comparing your artwork to art that you can buy as a print from a big box retail store like Z Gallery, Home Goods, or Target, it's like comparing plastic costume jewelry to a beautiful, stunning diamond ring. If you struggle to price your artwork or second guess yourself, then you need the Artpreneur Art Pricing Formula to guide every pricing decision in your business. We have everything worked out for you in a downloadable spreadsheet. It's a complete system. The formula is awesome because it's fair to you. You earn a profit and you tell the customer what you charge without batting an eyelash. Confident, simple, objective. The customer walks away feeling great, like they have won too, because we teach you how to close the sale from a place of abundance, serving the customer, not selling. The pricing formula is only available to Artpreneur Academy students like Kristen Horde, who used the Artpreneur pricing formula to increase her art prices and grow her income. You can check out Kristen's story in the video in my blog. It's linked in the show notes. I want to hand you a special invitation today to join us. I created the Artpreneur Academy for artists who want to earn a full-time living doing what they absolutely love. It's the only program you need to become a confident, independent art business owner and learn how to fish and never have to rely on an expensive third party. You'll be handed a proven step-by-step plan to grow predictable art income from scratch, just like the 800-plus students who have done the same. You'll be offered a free month of coaching with me and much more. To learn more about Artpreneur Academy, come to my free masterclass, Secrets of a Six-Figure Artpreneur. In this class, you'll walk away with sales, social media, and branding strategy to convert art sales now. And at the end of the class, I'll tell you all the details about the Artpreneur Academy program. The class is only 75 minutes and it's 100% free to attend, but the seating is limited. To save your seat, click the link in the show notes or go to jennawebart.com and click free masterclass to grab your seat. You will love it. I will see you there. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with another artist or share it on social media and tag me at Jenna Webb Art so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. When you follow the show and leave a 5-star review, it means the world to me because it helps other artists discover the show, a message they really need to hear right now. If you've already taken the 5 seconds to leave a review, thank you. You may have changed someone's entire path. Let's empower artists everywhere to live a life they absolutely love. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you. I am cheering you on every step of the way. I'll catch you right here next week.